Ongoing right now, the Healthiest You Challenge. We do it every year here at WCHL Chapelboro, put on by UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Center. There's a whole bunch of local businesses and organizations helping us make this happen. 64 challengers divided into 8 teams, men and women coming together to get fit, get healthy, lose weight, build muscle, different goals for different individuals. It's all a campaign, it's all a competition, but everyone gets a lot out of it too. They all get 6 weeks free at UNC Wellness Centers, plus a fitness instructor working with every single team as well. We're joined now by one of those instructors from Team Elite Auto Body, fitness instructor and lifeguard at the UNC Wellness Centers, Kevin Minogue. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It's a
pleasure.
Did I
get the last name right, by the way? Minogue?
Yes, you did.
Okay, thank goodness.
You're actually the first one to get that right.
Yes.
No one else does get that correct.
All right, so we're in week 4 of the Healthiest You Challenge. You've got 8 competitors. How has it been going?
It's been going great. The one thing I'm most proud of right now is that everyone's taking one day at a time and they're doing something every day in the gym.
Awesome. So I know different teams, depending on the 8 people and are they able to get their schedules together, or sometimes they get to do cool team activities, sometimes they end up mostly working individually. How has it been working with your team?
Well, so far it's been working very well. Like, I've always stayed in contact with my team. I've always sent emails notifying what's going on ahead of time so we can work at our schedule. And when we do have exercise sessions, we do get the majority of the members to arrive. Mm-hmm. When some of them are not able to come, I just give them notification what we did, and if they had any questions, they can always get back to me or my assistant coach, Tina.
Awesome. So what is it that you – how do you work with the team? What is your role as a facilitator instructor?
Well, how I like to put it, basically they're new to fitness, and I like to make them feel confident that they can do more than what they think. I want them to believe that they have the ability to exercise and be successful at it. And right now, my job is to give them guidance to help them be successful and master their exercises. Because in my point of view, the key to a person's success, well, basically guidance is the key to a person's self-improvement. Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing success already?
Yes, I have. I mean, like, the one thing I'm most proud of, I see when my clients are in the gym, they're focusing on themselves and their goals only, and they're not comparing themselves to others. Mm-hmm. And they're taking advantage by going to clinics and fitness orientations and asking lots of questions of what they can do to improve themselves.
All right, speaking with Kevin Minogue again, fitness instructor and lifeguard at UNC Wellness Centers, the head of Team Elite Auto Body and the Healthiest You Challenge. We do it every year. And that's actually a really good point, that people really succeed if they're not looking at it as a competition. I know it is a competition. Mm-hmm. There's a prize for the winner. One person, one man, one woman get a prize. But this is a great opportunity for everyone. And it's not to compete with 62 other people. Mm-hmm. It's to improve yourself. And I think that's a great way of looking at it.
Yes, but you are competing.
Yeah.
But you're not
yeah.
competing with the other 64 participants. The only person you're competing with is yourself.
Yeah.
Because right now yourself could be your number one challenger and your number one opponent. There's going to be a time where your body's going to feel tired and it's going to tell yourself to stop and rest, but you have to tell yourself that's not an option. You have to tell yourself you have to get up and keep going, because your excuse is find the will to get up and keep going until you finish. I like to say this one quote from a former Olympic runner named Louis Zamperini. He once said that all my life, I've always finished the race. That quote implies to me that no matter how good he was or how bad he was, or if he was competing against someone on his left, on his right, in front of him, or even behind him, it didn't matter. He was focused on himself. He was just focused on achieving his own self-success.
And Zamperini went through so many different challenges himself, so yeah.
He did, and he overcame those challenges because he took one day at a time. He received guidance, and he always willing to put the work in to achieve it.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking with Kevin Minogue, Team Elite Auto Body leader, fitness instructor, and lifeguard at UNC Wellness Centers. We're more than halfway through the Healthiest You Challenge. I know it always goes so quickly every single time we do it. What's in store for your team the rest of the way?
Basically, like right now, we only had 2 weeks left, and try to get much as we can done by doing more exercise sessions and try to accomplish what they can, because we have a bingo chart competing all these certain events and activities, classes. So we'll try to get as much as we can done before that time is up so they can achieve the most points and probably win the grand prize.
Awesome. Well, we got to let you go in just a second, but before we do, I know there's 64 competitors, but there's a lot of people who signed up for the challenge who didn't get in, a lot of people who didn't sign up for the challenge, but everyone is trying to get healthier, get fitter than we currently are. I know I'm in that category. What advice, what tips do you have for people, just step one in the process of getting to a healthier lifestyle and a healthier you?
Well, it just depends on the person's goal. But my advice is that you figure out what you want. You figure out your goals. And most of all, you ask people that you believe that can help you, and you help them take them through the process. And basically, the objective is taking one day at a time and always checking how well you're doing. And also, it's always good to be committed and consistent with everything. Consistency is an important key factor to everything, because that's how people will achieve their goals and the results.
And I like that idea of just going one day at a time, not looking at the goal that's 6 months down the road and thinking, oh man, how do I get there? But just what I can do right now, right?
Yes, yeah. That is the objective. And basically, if you can develop that type of routine, being a hard worker, being committed to that hard work, and be consistent with both those key factors, you can achieve your success, and that's how winners are made.
We're more than halfway through the Healthiest You Challenge. We'll keep following all the teams as we get to the end. Kevin Minogue, thank you so much, and best of luck to you and your team.
A pleasure. Thank you for having me here.